Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I just thought I'd do some sister sharing and talk about some random points that have come up in our life and just share some thoughts with you on them. Like, I don't know, kind of like if we were gathered all together and we're all sharing things. So, I don't know, I was just thinking of a few things. And a lot of times the experiences in our lives always teach us, we can use them for spiritual teachings, and we find that with the sisters, as we share our lives and share things, it brings up so many different topics, and it's kind of like this continuous moving cycle where we're always examining ourselves. So I thought I would share some of the things going on. Brother James had a really long phone call with a man, and he was claiming to be looking for truth, and he admitted that he'd been bouncing around from body to body, and he did say he was clinging to fellowship even when they weren't biblical. And so they talked for about 5 hours, and he got a lot of truth. There was a lot of good conversation going on there. And yeah, he got pointed in the right direction, and I really hope he goes deeper than he has. So what we do in that is we just keep shining our light and sharing the truth, and we have to be able to let people go and learn it and do it and let the Holy Spirit convict them on it. And we just have to keep marching on, and hopefully what we share and what we do will make a positive impact with people. But no matter what it is, God's in control, so we turn it over to Him and we just keep going. So praise God for that. And the thought of him bouncing around from body to body makes me think about spiritual adultery. And that's what he was doing, with spiritual adultery. Like, that's when you're uniting yourself to unbiblical groups like he was. And he knew they weren't being fully obedient. He admitted it. And so we have to be really careful not to do the same thing, you know, like in fellowship idolatry. We see that with women a lot. Well, we see it with men too, obviously. He is. But I'm talking to women. So we see that a lot. You know, somebody's on their own. They're seeing the truth. They're being called out from the world, separated. They're stripping their lives down because their insides have been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now their outsides do. They look different, act different. And their whole life, it starts changing, and it starts calling them out and separating them from people around. And it can be hard for a while, because when you can't see anybody else around, you might be weak at looking for fellowship and which turns into idolatry when you unite with people who are not fully biblical, which is what this man was starting to see and understand. So praise God for that. And I wanted to read James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. And so we don't want to be spiritual adulterers, or, well, for us it'd be adulteresses. So we always got to be constantly examining ourselves and our lives, our thoughts, what we believe, and what we actually do about what we believe, who we're united to, and what we're doing in our ministry for the Lord and all that. You know, there's so many things we need to keep an eye on in this life of Christ. And I just want to say, you know, the encouragement from one another really, really helps people grow strong. So anyway, I was just thinking today, can you believe it's February already? I mean, it's like the time is just going by so fast. And usually about this time of the year when we were in a house, I was thinking about what was going to go in the garden, and it makes me think of new growth and new life springing up and getting everything ready and cleaning the house from being shut up all winter, you know, and washing things and freshening it up, and in the anticipation of being able to open up all the windows. And I don't know, it's like fresh and new. And I don't know, it's just kind of a good time to take that concept into our own spiritual lives. I mean, we're supposed to do it all the time, but there are constant cycles there. You know, Brother James was saying how sometimes there's dry times, you know, like there's a drought where we're just going through and there's nothing really, there's no rain coming through, which is what a drought is, and things are just surviving and existing. And then all of a sudden there's times when the rain comes and they grow and they thrive, and kind of like in the life of Christ. And so I always think that springtime is a really good time for that, or it just helps I mean, any time is, but spring just reminds me of that. And it's a good time to refocus on what's important. And it makes me think of John 9:4. We're just sharing that with some sisters. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And the night's coming, sisters. The darkness is. And we have to be really strong and working for the Lord and redeeming the time, because it could get really ugly in our lifetime. And I'll just share this with you about censorship. It's like just the beginning. We see it happening in our ministry because they've pulled down some posts because it's their platform and they have the power to do whatever they want. And eventually they might shut down blogs, and anybody who's standing for the truth, they could go and try to wipe it off the internet. They're not going to wipe the truth out, though, because God's truth always was, will be, and is. And so we're just kind of looking at putting more on Don't Perish, where it's ours, and we pay for it. It's harder for them to just shut down the truth there anyway. But I guess that'd probably have to be a legal issue to do that. But anyway, it's their world, so they can do whatever they want. We're just passing through, sisters. And, you know, while we're here, we just keep shining the light of Christ and sharing the gospel, and we contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. We have to stand on that as we see it in Jude. And, you know, it brings me great joy to see sisters all around the world doing all those and standing strong. And it makes me, reminds me, one sister just shared with us that she had an opportunity to stand on the truth of biblical creation, you know, as we see in Genesis, when some of her unbelieving family members were talking about it all, like evolution and the Big Bang Theory, which, by the way, are lies. And believe it or not, there's even professing believers who think that evolution or the Big Bang Theory, that they could have happened within the creation account of the Bible. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying that. I mean, somehow they just try to twist it right in there. I don't know. But anyway, it's a lie. And Revelation 22 has something to say about that. This is one of my go-to verses. I use it on the streets a lot when I'm trying to expose something. And I said, even if there's one thing sinful about it, like a lie, you know, that person who practices it and loves it is going to be left outside the gates. And, well, let's just read it. Revelation 22:14-15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. And so you see the first one in there, whoever obeys gets to go in. That means obeys everything and is not living in willful sin. And then look at all the rest of this. Dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. You know, you could stick just one thing in there. Whoever loves Christ Mass, that's a lie. Whoever loves easy believism, whoever loves evolution or Big Bang Theory, whoever loves the world, you know, there's so many different things you could put in there. If you love just one of them that's of the world and a lie, you're going to be just like all those murderers and idolaters. You're going to be left outside. I don't want that for any of you. I hope none of you believe any of those lies. And so the spiritual storms are really raging, and that's what we wrestle with. And it makes me think of the sisters being prepared for all the storms that are coming, like, you know, people prepare for physical storms. We are. Well, we just did. Now we're ready for it. There's supposed to be an ice and snowstorm coming, starting tomorrow or something for the next several days. I'm not sure. Or something like that. And, you know, people put a lot of effort in preparing for the physical storm. So how much more should we be doing for the spiritual? Right? So keep your armor on, sisters. I know I repeat that a lot because I tell myself that a lot. A whole lot, especially when we're out on the streets, because it's easier to forget that when things are going well, and it's right then when we stand without it that Satan gets us. I know you know that. So anyway, I think I'll just leave us with this. Yeah, this will prepare us for the wicked one who runs this world that we're just passing through. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Wow. You know, if you just read that every day and got yourself prepared, that would certainly prepare us for everything that's out there and coming at us, sisters. Praise God. Well, I guess that's what I have to share today, and now I have to go work on some ministry projects, so hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow to serve our Master who is worthy and be able to encourage you to do so also. All right, sisters, love to you all. May God be praised.